Imagine standing on the edge of a tall building, your heart racing as you look down at the world below. Or perhaps the sight of the open ocean, vast and mysterious, sends a chill down your spine. For many, these experiences trigger a fear so powerful that it shapes their lives. Today, we're exploring some of the most common environmental and natural phobias, ranging from heights and deep water to extreme weather conditions and natural elements like wind and rain. Welcome to Health Square, where today we'll dive into the world of environmental and natural phobias. I'm Bills, and in this episode, we'll explore the causes, symptoms, and effects of these phobias. We'll look at the science behind why certain elements of nature trigger such deep fears, and the ways these fears shape the lives of individuals. Whether it's a fear of heights, open water, or even wind, this episode will give you insights into these intriguing and sometimes misunderstood phobias. Acrophobia, fear of heights. Let's begin with one of the most well-known phobias, acrophobia, the fear of heights. This fear can range from mild discomfort when looking over a balcony to intense panic attacks when at high altitudes. Even famous figures have struggled with this fear, such as Hollywood legend John Madden, who was so acrophobic that he famously refused to fly, opting instead to travel by bus throughout his broadcasting career. Acrophobia is thought to be rooted in survival instincts. From an evolutionary perspective, our ancestors needed a healthy fear of heights to avoid dangerous falls. But for people with acrophobia, this natural fear becomes debilitating. Whether it's flying in a plane or simply crossing a bridge, those with this phobia can experience dizziness, heart palpitations, and overwhelming anxiety. Therapies such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and exposure therapy are often used to help people with acrophobia gradually confront their fear, reducing its intensity over time. Thalassophobia, fear of the ocean or deep bodies of water. Thalassophobia is the fear of the ocean or deep bodies of water. While many people find the ocean calming, those with thalassophobia experience the opposite, an overwhelming sense of dread at the sight of open water. This fear often extends to lakes, seas, or even deep swimming pools, where the thought of what lies beneath, sharks, jellyfish, or the vast unknown, triggers intense anxiety. One of the most infamous incidents related to thalassophobia is the sinking of the Titanic in 1912. Survivors reported feelings of terror as they found themselves stranded in the freezing Atlantic Ocean, surrounded by nothing but darkness and uncertainty. For those with thalassophobia, such stories can amplify their fear, making the ocean seem even more menacing. This fear is not just about drowning, it's also tied to the unknown, with the deep ocean representing mysteries and dangers hidden from sight. Treatment for thalassophobia often involves gradual exposure to water environments, helping individuals face their fears in a controlled setting. Lilassophobia, fear of tornadoes and hurricanes. Lilassophobia, the fear of tornadoes and hurricanes, can be debilitating for those who live in regions prone to severe weather. Even the mention of a storm can trigger panic, leading individuals to take extreme precautions or avoid certain areas altogether. This phobia is often rooted in personal experiences with severe weather or exposure to news footage of natural disasters. The 1999 Oklahoma tornado outbreak, which saw some of the most powerful tornadoes in recorded history, is an infamous event that deeply impacted those who lived through it. For many, witnessing the destruction caused by these storms intensified their lilassophobia, leaving them with a lasting fear of future tornadoes. While caution during storms is natural, lilassophobia can cause people to obsess over weather forecasts, leading to chronic anxiety. Cognitive behavioral therapy can help individuals manage this fear by teaching them to understand weather patterns and reduce the likelihood of irrational panic. Fear of clouds. Nephophobia, the fear of clouds, may seem unusual to many, but for those who suffer from it, clouds represent the potential for danger. Whether it's the threat of storms or an association with something ominous, nephophobia can cause intense anxiety at the mere sight of an overcast sky. The fear of clouds may be linked to traumatic events, such as surviving a storm or being caught in severe weather. One notable incident occurred in 1883 when the volcanic eruption of Krakatoa sent massive clouds of ash and dust into the sky, leading to apocalyptic scenes that terrified populations worldwide. For someone with nephophobia, such events, though rare, reinforce their fears. Therapists often treat nephophobia by helping individuals gradually become more comfortable with cloudy days and separating clouds from the danger they may symbolize. Ombrophobia, fear of rain. Ombrophobia, or the fear of rain, can seem puzzling to those who enjoy the soothing sound of a light drizzle. However, for people with ombrophobia, the thought of rain brings overwhelming dread. This phobia may be linked to past traumatic experiences, such as being caught in a dangerous storm or witnessing flooding. One infamous event that has heightened the fear of rain for many is the 1931 China floods, one of the deadliest natural disasters in history. The heavy rainfall and flooding that year led to millions of deaths, and the devastation it caused has lingered in collective memory, influencing people's fear of rain. Ombrophobia can cause individuals to avoid going outside during even light rain, and they may obsessively check weather forecasts. Treatment typically involves cognitive behavioral therapy to help individuals separate normal rain from extreme weather events. Fear of sharks. Galeophobia, the fear of sharks, is perhaps one of the most common phobias related to water. While shark attacks are extremely rare, the portrayal of sharks in films and media has heightened this fear. One of the most famous examples of this is the 1975 film Jaws, which depicted sharks as menacing predators. After the film's release, public fear of sharks skyrocketed, leading to a significant increase in galeophobia cases. In reality, sharks are vital to the marine ecosystem, and attacks on humans are rare. Nonetheless, for people with galeophobia, the mere thought of encountering a shark can make them avoid beaches, aquariums, or even watching documentaries about the ocean. Treatment for galeophobia often includes education about sharks' behavior and importance, combined with gradual exposure to water environments to help individuals overcome their fear. Gyrophobia, fear of bridges. Gyrophobia, the fear of crossing bridges, can be an overwhelming experience for those who suffer from it. The fear may be tied to the height of the bridge, the fear of it collapsing, or the feeling of being suspended over water or land with no escape. Famous incidents, such as the collapse of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge in 1940, have only heightened this fear in many individuals. For people with gyrophobia, the sight of a bridge can trigger severe anxiety, dizziness, or even panic attacks. Some may go to extreme lengths to avoid crossing bridges, taking detours that add hours to their commute. Cognitive behavioral therapy and exposure therapy are commonly used to help individuals confront this fear and regain confidence when crossing bridges. Fear of snow. Chionophobia, the fear of snow, can make winter months particularly difficult for those who experience it. This phobia is often tied to the fear of being trapped in the snow, accidents caused by icy conditions, or even avalanches. Historical events, such as the infamous Donner Party tragedy in 1846, where pioneers were trapped in heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada, may reinforce this fear for some people. For those with chionophobia, snow represents a loss of control and danger, and they may avoid traveling or participating in winter activities. Therapy and education about snow safety can help individuals with chionophobia manage their anxiety and lead a more balanced life during winter. Anemophobia, fear of wind. Anemophobia, the fear of wind, can be particularly challenging, as wind is a constant presence in many environments. For individuals with this phobia, even a gentle breeze can cause anxiety, as they associate wind with natural disasters like hurricanes or tornadoes. This fear can be traced to events like the 1900 Galveston hurricane, one of the deadliest natural disasters in U.S. history, which left a lasting fear of high winds for many who lived through it. People with anemophobia may avoid outdoor activities or become hypervigilant when the weather forecast predicts windy conditions. Cognitive behavioral therapy, along with education about wind and weather patterns, can help individuals confront their fear and reduce anxiety. Conclusion: environmental and natural phobias can range from common fears, like heights and water, to more unusual ones, such as fear of clouds or snow. For those who live with these phobias, daily life can become a struggle, as these natural elements are unavoidable. However, through therapy and gradual exposure, many people can manage and even overcome their fears. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with a deeper understanding of these fascinating phobias, their causes, and how they can be treated. Stay tuned for more insights into the human mind and health.